Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, but this is a special episode, isn't that right, Stone?
Yes, sir, it certainly is. We have with us Thai Young Entrepreneurs, TYE, and I've been looking forward to this for a long time. We've had some Thai folks in here. We were kindly invited to some events recently, and we are now forging a very substantial partnership, and this is going to be a lot of fun, man.
That's right. This is a good group, and there's something exciting that has happened that they're going to share with us.
All right. I'm going to let this gentleman pronounce his own name, partially because I left my glasses in the coffee room, but also because I'm sure he'll do a better job of it than I will. But we have a guy that's kind of mentoring to these folks, and he's with our buddies over at Thunder Lizard. Remember we had Pete Santora?
That's right.
Come on. Of course, he didn't bring the mascot with him this time, though.
I know.
But welcome to the show, man, and tell us your name.
All right. Thank you. This is Kishore Masand. I'm the CTO of Thunder Lizard, and I didn't bring the lizard in because I'm representing TYE today.
That's right. They don't have a lizard at TYE?
No lizard at TYE.
No mascot?
Yeah, you need a mascot over there, right?
We need to come up with a mascot. You're right.
That's the next project, guys, next project. So give us a little bit of an overview, if you will, about this whole
the program,
the whole program
and the group of kids you got today.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll give you a quick update on that. TYE, the Thai Young Entrepreneur Program, is one of the pillars of Thai Atlanta. And what we do is we bring together high school students in this program. This is roughly an eight-month program that goes on from September all the way through April. And what we do is these students, they come together, they create their own teams. And we teach them the basics of entrepreneurship, what it all means. And then going on from there, roughly halfway through the program, these teams, they start brainstorming on their own ideas. They create their own business opportunity. And they end up in a business competition that happens in April, which is a local chapter competition. The teams compete, and the winner then goes on to the global competition that is organized by Thai Global. So,
and then how many Thai chapters are there?
We have roughly about 80 chapters, I believe, all over the world. And it's all over the world in a true sense, in Europe, Asia, Americas. There are several chapters in the U.S. itself within the cities, and Atlanta, Thai Atlanta is one of the early chapters that was created.
And are they one of the largest, or how do they rank in terms of, you know, activity?
They're not one of the largest, but they are one of the most active within the Thai community.
Mm-hmm. And the young entrepreneurs that we have in the studio with us today, getting ready for a competition, or they're coming off of a competition?
Well, how about we get the Thai students tell you that?
All right. We'll have them to tell us a little bit about it. Divya, let's start with you. Please welcome to the show, Divya. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. So, yeah, tell us about this, the competition, your role in it. Give us a little bit of a feel for it.
Well, like Kishore said, the competition is a business competition, and all the teams compete. And it is the most amazing experience you can, like, ever imagine. You go in, and you start as you walk into Thai, and you think you're just a teenager, and you come out, and you feel like a real business person. So it's just amazing.
Wow, fantastic. And Preet, what's your take on this thing? Is she overselling it, or is it really that much fun?
No, I mean, she really really hit it right on the nail. I mean, you walk in, and you start off, and the first thing they talk to you about is how the way you look really matters. And they start this off by showing you that the people you sat with, you probably don't even know them, but for some weird reason, you subconsciously walked in and sat down with someone. Uh-huh. And so that same way, the way you look for an interview, for a business, for a pitch or anything, the way you look actually makes a difference. And so that was right from the get-go, you got the first lesson in there. And from then up until the competition, there's always something new that we were learning, either from Kishore as a mentor or from other people they brought in to give us, I don't want to call them speeches, what were they?
Lectures,
yeah, yeah. Sorry. So they
see, that's why we brought Raj. He's here to fill the hole. So we also have Raj with us. How you doing, man?
I'm fine, thank you.
So what was your favorite part about this? So it sounds to me like you've participated in a competition. I think we answered our first question.
Well, yeah.
What was your experience like, man?
The experience was just, it was unbelievable. I mean, I can't see to put into words the stuff I've learned over these past months, the friends we've made now all over the world. We have talked to so many people, and I feel like when I walked in that day in September, we were all strangers. We had no idea what our first names were. But we just sat down next to each other and we said, hi, my name's Preet and I like you, so let's work together. And that's how our first day went. And it was great. I mean, and it made me think that I'm just a teenager, yet I know all of this. And I feel like if I can do it and if we can do it, then any kid out there, regardless of age, gender, or race, can do it.
Now, what was your expectation when you walked in that room for the first time? Like, did you think that you would be doing coding, or like, what did you think that you would be learning about that stuff, or starting an app, you know, building an app, or what were you thinking in your head when you entered the room?
Well, I mean, I had just seen the Facebook movie right before, so I thought.
So you were going to start Facebook?
Yeah, I was going to make a new Facebook.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So have you ever had an experience like that before, like you've built things like that?
Well, I did walk in with a few coding practice, but...
Are all three of you coders?
No, actually, we're totally different.
So you each have different... You don't have to be a coder?
No, you don't have to be anything.
Or technologist?
No.
So you could have any skill will be utilized by the team?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
All you have to be is a high school student.
That's it. Okay, so... How did you form your team? Like, you just happened to be all sitting at the same table? It was just random?
We literally said, I like you. Let's work together.
Like, okay, so...
The first day, I think me and Preet, we were just talking. And it went along the lines of, like, hey, let's work together. And I was with the... he picked up our CFO, Arsh. He can't be here with us today. But the three of us came. And on the last few minutes of class, we picked Divya.
Yeah, I was the last one picked. Let's just add that. And I'm the only girl in the group. So for me, it was like totally like I was like, I'm going to be in an all-girls team. I'm going to start a fashion company. And, you know, that was my idea. But then I ended up with these guys, and it turned out to be completely different and probably a lot better. So I'm so happy.
Were there all-girl teams?
They're not in the chapter that we are in, but in Globals there was an all-girls team, and I was like, that is just so much fun. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah, but they're not on the radio, are they?
No.
All right, so Preet, tell us about what you guys created and how that unfolded.
So the way we started off was we actually switched between three or four different ideas, and each of these ideas took about a month, maybe a month and a half, before we realized that this wasn't going to work. And finally, 2 weeks before we had our deadline for when we had to get our product in.
Amazing what deadlines will do for you. Huh?
Oh, my.
We got we talked to one of the mentors who was he used to be in the military, and he was telling us how out there when you're in the field, your coffee gets cold and other drinks and stuff, they get cold and there's nothing you can do because you can't light a fire because the smoke will give you away when you're behind enemy lines and stuff. So what they needed was something that you could power maybe using the sun or just holding it with your hand, and you could heat up coffee or some other drink or maybe some food. So we got our other mentor, and we walked into a Starbucks, and on a napkin at Starbucks we wrote down a design on our current product. And so we went out, we built a prototype, and the inside was it was coated with a layer of sodium acetate. It's found in a lot of potato chips, but you
aren't. That doesn't make me feel good about my diet.
You feel warm and fuzzy.
But essentially, there's a button inside of a pouch with the stuff in it, and you click the button, and it just warms. It just heats up. And so we got four or five of these, put them in the bag with it was like a can of soup and some brownies, and we turned them on at the beginning of the presentation for the pitch, and at the end of it, we handed out brownies to all the judges. And so it was something that they really enjoyed, and that was probably what had us get as far as we did.
So now this was invented by you, or you took existing technology and combined it in a unique manner?
Yeah, we so the bag was we bought from a Target, and then the heat packs that we found, we got those online, and then we combined those to create the actual product.
That's fantastic. And, I mean, warm brownies and soup is going to outperform words every time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So now in terms of the mentorship, now in this case, it seems like the mentor kind of helped a lot in directing them. Is that typically the case, or are they more around the edges helping them shape their existing idea?
The way that mentoring works in this program is there's mentoring at three different levels. The first level is really where you have a mentor, a committed mentor, dedicated to a team that will work with the team for about 16 weeks. And in those 16 weeks, there are 8 sessions that the mentors and the kids, they have to come together in a class and sit there and discuss the idea, discuss the viability of the business opportunity, and so on and so forth. The second level of mentoring is those group of people who really cannot be committed, but they're involved with the program. Mm-hmm. So the way they come in is they come during speaking sessions, they talk to the students, they give them their experiences and, you know, how to make best use of the ideas that they have. And then there are others who come in one-on-one with teams to discuss their project and give them any specific advice related to maybe finance, to marketing, and so on. And then the third level of mentoring is us, the TYE leadership team. We are there for them 24/7, whenever they need us. Whenever.
So they can email you or call you or you in some manner.
Yeah, there have been sessions where we had Google Hangouts at 1 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, these are like during deadlines. When the business plan is due. So
like
hypothetically,
like a few weeks out, you have no product or something, right?
Absolutely. And that happens quite a lot. Right. I mean, even in real life. So that's how the mentoring goes. And our goal has been that we give the students direction as much as they need, mm-hmm. and then let them follow their ideas. Let them try and explore more by doing their own research, by doing their own customer interviews, and then figuring out what's the best path to take for their business opportunity.
So now the overarching objective, though, is to have at the end of this a product that can go to market or to be pitched to investors or to somebody.
Right.
That, like,
exactly.
It's not a hypothetical. You're trying to make something real.
That is true. So what we have to keep in mind, though, is that these are high school students. They have their own curriculums, deadlines, you know, extracurricular activities, everything that they need to prepare for their college.
Sure.
So we have to work around that limitation or restriction. And what we then offer is, apart from giving them the basic education on entrepreneurship and giving them ideas on how to run a business, we essentially are running a simulator for them. And once they understand the basics of running a business, then they go on, they create their own opportunity, and they create their own business plan. They compete in the business plan. And while they're in the simulator, the people from outside, the local entrepreneurs who are successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, they act as their guides in there to help them understand what it really takes to build a business and go out there and make it a reality. So the idea is that once they are done with this program, they have enough knowledge about what their choices could be as they grow and they go into college. And maybe they have figured it out how to start a business, what the opportunity is,
right,
and then go on from
there. Right, and they get a chance to see the good and the bad, the ugly of what it's like, you know, in their head, or they can watch TV, they can imagine, oh, an entrepreneur, I come up with an idea, and then, you know, voila, I'm a millionaire, like the Zuckerberg. Right?
Yep, exactly.
It takes 2 hours, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's never a linear path to success.
Right.
It's all convoluted.
Now, from your standpoint, as you're the technology person, mm-hmm. So in the group, you mentioned that you have some background in technology, but not everybody does. Like, Divya, what is your background? Like, how did you contribute to the group?
I was more of a marketing person. I'm really good with just people. And like I said, I'm like fashion and, you know, just everything out there, commercials. And so a lot of my work was towards that area, focusing on
like design, packaging, right. Things like that?
Right.
So did you find it a challenge? Was it a bit of a stretch for you to ask for help, or were you already pretty good at asking for help?
To be honest, I'm not good at asking for help. I really wasn't. I was just so scared all the time. I was like, what if they don't, like, what if they think I'm dumb, you know? Yeah. Like, what if it's a stupid question?
Like, you're talking about to the mentors or to your other teammates?
To the both. It started out as both. So I was just a quiet person there, you know, there just because my parents made me.
Right.
But as soon as I realized that I couldn't do this on my own, and the mentors were just amazing. Like, once you step out of your comfort zone and you just go out there and ask a question, they're really willing to help. And that was just, I thought that was the most interesting thing, that there are people out there who are willing to believe in your idea, even if you're 16 years old and you're thinking to start, like, something small, like a fashion company or something, you know?
Well, so, that's the only thing really she came out of this experience with, was the willingness to ask for help. That's a game changer. There's a lot of folks my age and older that are very reluctant to ask for help, and they could accomplish so much more if they would. Am I right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, going with the goals for TYE, our basic goal is to make sure that the kids have an idea of what it takes to run a business. What are the basics of running a business? Mm-hmm. But beyond that, we have actually seen a lot of kids understand what it takes to become a leader. You know, what it takes, mm-hmm. the kind of discipline that it takes to not only run a business, but to work in a team, understand the entire ecosystem, how to do networking, you know, who are the right people to talk to, you know, how to do the research. So all these things are actually added benefits to this whole program.
Now, in this program, that first day when they all get together and they're all in a room and they're probably scared, a lot of them, and a lot of them are shy and they don't know how to network and they don't know how to form teams. And in this case, this team seemed to slowly turn into a team over, I guess, a day or so or hours. Do you guys do anything to help them to make sure that no kid's left out and there's not that one kid sitting by himself at the end of the day without a team?
You know, the first day, it's really funny when kids walk
in. It's funny
in.
To you. I don't know.
I don't know if
these guys would think it was funny.
I think they also find it really weird being in a class full of strangers and trying to figure out what's going on. Why did my parents push me into
right,
coming here?
Right.
And we know that. You know, it takes about 3 to 4 sessions before the kids have finally warmed up, mm-hmm. and have figured out what this thing is about. And then after that, it's a dramatic change. Kids want to be in the class. They want to discuss. They want to interact. They want to make sure they have the right people on their teams. I mean, they are really
excited. So now they're recruiting, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Did you guys find you had a gap and you were trying to fill a hole in your team, or
there was one point where we had there's a 6-person limit, and we had 4 people on there, and just for the sake of needing one more person to do work, we decided to try and get one more person in. And at once, two guys showed up. And we were like, okay, so maybe we can take both of you. And as soon as we got them in, we realized that they both had connections in the military. They both had connections with, because one of them was an ROTC. And then they were both wrestlers. And so they had, one of them had taken a job in Witch. So he had people that were there that knew, had started up their own companies and the franchises, and they had people, their own mentors to bounce off ideas from. So it was really, it started off as, you know, maybe we need someone just to fill this sort of, there's a gap here. But as soon as we brought someone in, they had so much more to offer and so much more that we could, as a team that we could draw from, that we really got a lot more just from just saying, you know, hey, we could use your help.
So then you ended up with 6 then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Raj, if and when there was any disagreement about how to move forward, was somebody ultimately in charge, or did you put some sort of
covering? That was Divya, right?
Oh, probably.
She tried. She tried. So Preet was our CEO for our first few ideas. We kind of switched a little back and forth. But ultimately, Preet, he's the one who brings us together. He's the one why we haven't shattered and broken into a million pieces. And I think whenever we came to a disagreement, we would just stop all of our thinking process. We would try and divert everything into how can we make this idea better? And if we really couldn't, then we'd scrap everything. We'd look at what's the newest, coolest thing out there in the technology world, and we'd kind of use that.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you guys following like a lean startup methodology, or do you have, or does Ty have their own methodology?
It's the Kishmore method.
What we do is, like I said again, with high school students, just exposing them to the lean startup methodology could be a little difficult. They need to first understand what entrepreneurship really means, mm-hmm. and then understand what are the basic building blocks for a business. So once you get across that hurdle, then exposing them to these new methodologies, these are something that they'll learn as they grow. But our goal is to make sure that they understand that there are choices other than growing up, going to college and just trying to look for a job. There are different choices where you can figure out if you have ideas. You're never too young to start a company.
Sure.
And you're never too young to take your idea and make it a business reality.
So now, as your role as a mentor, how has this impacted you and your life? Like when you got into this, were you like these kids, like someone's made you do this? You were part of a committee and they're like, or was this something you're like, I'll be a mentor? You know, how'd you approach this and what have you gotten out of it?
We started this program in 2010, and I had signed up as a volunteer for this program. At that time, I had just finished my MBA, so I'm actually a late MBA guy, kind of. But I finished my MBA, and I was looking to do a startup of my own, and I knew that there were times when I was wishing, when I was a little younger, that I had some guidance on how to start a business. And when this program was on the verge of starting, they were looking for volunteers, and I was really excited. I was like, okay, this is what I think we need to be doing in our community.
Uh-huh.
Atlanta being I think it's still growing as an entrepreneurial ecosystem. It's nowhere near Silicon Valley, but I don't really even want to compare it with Silicon Valley. Our goal really should be that we start getting the kids introduced to the ecosystem early on so that as they grow up, they don't find a need to go away from Atlanta to try and realize their dreams. And this is where I believe that TYE is going to help quite a bit, and that is where I get all my inspiration from.
So, Divya, I have a question specific to you, but I enjoy input from you guys, too. I'm a 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. She really likes graphic arts. I really think she just wants to get a job and be in the graphic arts arena, and that's perfectly fine with me, whatever's going to make her happy. Mm-hmm. But I get the sense that even though she doesn't really, at this point anyway, want to be an entrepreneur, at least she doesn't think, I still think this would be a fantastic experience for her. Am I seeing that right?
Is it? Yeah, definitely. You know, although I love entrepreneurship and it's definitely something that's like, it's so much fun, I feel like I'm more interested into art too and also medicine and things like that. So even though you don't want to be an entrepreneur, this is definitely an opportunity that expands. It helps with networking. It helps with, you know, getting out of your comfort zone. It helps with just researching in general. I didn't know how to research before this. So it's not just entrepreneurship that it teaches you. It teaches you leadership. And so, yes, definitely.
Good. Now I have a clip that I can play for Kelly. Because she won't listen to me. I'll say, here, listen to what Divya says.
So what's next for you guys? You guys made it pretty far in the competition, right?
Yeah.
Preet, do you want to? Yeah. You're the leader.
An IPO. An IPO is next. Is that what you're fishing for?
Can I get in? Friends and family, where are we at here?
Definitely. So, as far as TYE goes, there's two stages of the competition. There's a regional competition and then a global competition. And so we got through the only way you can get to the global competition is to win the regional one. So we got to the globals, and after...
Where was that held?
That was at Washington, D.C., and it changes,
cool.
And it's based on different chapters hosted, so different years it'll be someone else. And so what happens now, if, as far as us and TYE goes, is we cannot participate for another year, so next year we can't be in... we can't be part of the program as in compete and create another business plan. What we can do, though, is go back in and mentor other teams. Uh-huh. So as alumni, we can. There's actually a full group.
So you get everything. You get one round? You get one shot at this? Or is it just them because they were so successful?
That's right. So the winners actually don't get to participate again next year, but mm-hmm. they do become mentors. They kind of become the ambassadors for TYE program.
And then how many kids participate each year?
We have roughly between 35 and 40 students.
And now, is it hard to get those 40, or is there like a waiting list that people are vying for these 40 slots?
No, it's not hard to get in. But what we do is we try to keep it to a manageable size, which for us is
around
about 40 students.
Now, these 40 kids, that like we demonstrated earlier, they don't all have to be the coder person. This is not necessarily all technology geeky kids. They could be creative, artsy people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is absolutely.
Am I the geeky kid?
I don't mean that as a negative.
Well, we need geeky kids.
No, you need it. But it's open to anybody.
Anybody.
And they can be part of and contribute as part of a team.
Any high school student is eligible to get into the program.
So now what are some of the other your product was this recharging heat?
Yeah.
It was
they probably have a cool name for it.
What was the cool name for it?
We called it Soul Foods.
Yeah. Nice. There you go.
Now what are some of the other projects that the kids created in the other teams?
You guys want to talk about it?
I think one of my most favorite ones, it was called Music ID. It was like basically it brought, movie directors and then music composers together, and it was such a neat idea that I thought that I had like this kind of passion for movies and music that I thought that if this entrepreneur thing fizzles out, then I definitely want to do that, and I thought that was such a brilliant idea that how you could somehow, if a movie is made by a good soundtrack. And I felt that you could bring those two people together, make them so. It was kind of like a social media thing, wasn't it? Yeah. And so.
That was another team?
Yeah, it was another team. Idea? Yeah.
So you're ready to bail on your team?
Yeah.
It sounds like you had a plan B. This wasn't working out.
That's real life, right? That's how real life entrepreneurs work. So I got to ask, though, how much coin does mom and dad have to come off of to make this happen for their kids?
Is this
how much
an expensive undertaking?
You wouldn't believe it. It's actually
$50.
For the program.
For what, 16 weeks, you said?
For 32 weeks.
32 weeks.
That's from September and through April. And that $50 is actually going to get you a student membership for 1 year at TYE Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
So you get to attend all the monthly forums at TYE Atlanta and any of the other events that are open to TYE members. They are all available. So we are not only letting them go through this program, but also helping them network with Atlanta community, entrepreneur community through the TYE Atlanta program.
And then what are the age? What age is this? Is this high school?
This is all high school, between 14 and 18.
Mm-hmm. And so some of the kids don't drive. Do the parents sit there and watch the meetings? What happens?
We don't let the parents in.
No parents? You
secret.
Make the parents
it's all
leave?
Secret.
Secret club.
Is that what it is? Parents aren't involved? You probably have groupie
parents. Yeah,
parents
are not involved. We expect the kids
so
in
that's
high
a rule
school.
That, like, you guys are laughing, but you're serious,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
That's
true. You're not allowed on the stage.
The parents don't help in it at all? Like, this has to be self-directed from the child?
It has to be completely self-directed, and it becomes more evident as the program goes by. When the teams have been formed and now they need to figure out how to meet, where to meet, the things that they need to plan around their schoolwork to discuss and go on, taking their business idea into a reality.
Right.
So they need to make a lot of decisions on their own. And we are there to guide them, to help them. But they need to do it on their own.
But don't you have parents that are like, hey, have you thought of this? What about this?
And that's why they don't let them in.
That's right. Because some parents, are, like to hover and be really involved in their kids' lives.
Yeah.
You might have heard of that.
you can't escape them, right? Uh-huh. But you have to handle them. So.
Right. So the kids have to be driving this. This is their thing.
Right. Other than driving the car, they have to drive
the project. Yeah. Now, what about a time commitment? How much time was it for you guys? Did it impact your school a lot, or was it weekends or evenings?
It was so much. You put in so much effort. You put in your 100%. And there are six people here, and working around six people's busy lives, like, we're all, mm-hmm. like, we have a lot of things going on. So working around that was probably, like, the hardest thing.
So how did you facilitate? Were you using Google Hangouts and things like that a lot?
Not really. We tried. I know that's, like, a really great thing. But we usually were like, okay, you know what? This tie is definitely more important. We're just going
to
forget it.
Because you really did want to make it work. It wasn't, I mean, I understand right. It was difficult to manage the logistics, but you were all committed to making this thing work. It was definitely. A high priority for all of
yeah.
you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the worst part that came out, like the horrible thing, is that when you think of an idea and then you hear mentors and then it's like, yeah, you get great feedback. And then you realize that this idea is not going to work at all and you have to scrap it and then start over. That's just the
Which
worst
you guys
feeling.
Had to do that like several times.
Four times, five times, God.
But yeah. I love the authenticity that you allowed to unfold in this process. You gave them room to fail and pivot and
recalibrate. Failing's okay. I mean, you probably let them know that that's going to happen, right? Like that yeah. wasn't
Absolutely.
A surprise. It wasn't devastating.
You know, the thing with young kids is that they have these ideas that are, if you really consider it in business sense, it's either come out of their hobbies or something that they have seen. They probably have not thought through the entire thing. And when they start thinking about it in terms of is their idea going to become a business opportunity or not, that's when they have to do a lot of research. They have to do a lot of talking, a lot of listening, you know, talking to the mentors. And that's when they start realizing whether this idea is going to make it or not make it. And we let that happen so that they experience that and figure out what is the next step to take. You know, where's that big idea? What is that big idea? And, you know, how do we go about it? How to make it a business opportunity?
Now, would you let them go off? If you see that they have an idea and you know that it's the odds are it's not going to make it, do you let them just keep going down that path until they figure it out on their own?
Absolutely. Okay, we have had teams.
That's a discipline for you guys as mentors.
Exactly.
You can't cheat steps. You got to let them feel the pain of that.
Exactly. And there have been teams in our prior programs where they have been on an idea and they think that's the best idea, even after doing some research.
Like you guys see the cliff ahead and they're just going full steam ahead,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And we tell them, you know, go ahead, do your research. You know, try to be as much authentic and as true as possible to your idea and see where it takes you.
Right.
In the end, they will realize it's not going to work, or maybe they come up with a pivot.
A twist to it that maybe it does work.
Exactly.
Then, right?
Maybe a different way of doing it might work. So we let that happen because we ourselves, too, are not like the gurus of entrepreneurship.
Right.
We are learning on our own, too. So as we go through this experience, not only are they learning, we are learning from them too.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed with you, Kishore, and the whole Thai thing that you put together, the Young Entrepreneur Program. But I'm blown away by these three. This is incredible. Can you imagine if you and I would have had this opportunity?
Yeah, I know.
Or do you think we'd have made the cut?
We'd have been 42 and 43. We wouldn't have made
Wow,
it.
This is fantastic. I think you'd all make great radio hosts.
So now your product, so you're getting ready for global? That's what you said? Or has that happened?
No, that's happened.
Already happened?
Yeah, it happened last month.
And then what happened there?
We had...
You can't talk about it.
We had...
very upsetting.
It's classified.
We had the team from Vancouver that took the first place.
They tied with Chennai.
They tied with Team Chennai from India. And who were the second and third?
I think it was Boston and Seattle.
Boston and Seattle.
Yeah.
But everyone did well, so everyone's a winner.
We're all winners. Everyone's a winner. So right, yeah. Please accept your blue ribbon on the way out.
I'm sure you don't have that philosophy, right? Not everybody's a winner.
Well, it's all about experience. I believe in experience.
Sure. So do you still think you have a viable product, though? You think there's something in this idea that you guys put together?
Are you
going
to try to
there,
keep going with it, or do you just like
you
say, okay,
thing?
That was fun, and we move on?
I think we haven't actually gotten to the point of us talking I know that throughout the whole process, there were moments where we were like, no, this is, we're done. And then there were other moments where like, we're definitely going to do this. Like, we're not. We're going to make sure you don't lose your phone or anything, and we're going to have our contacts to play. But I don't think we've ever, up to this point, we haven't seriously sat down and actually talked about it yet. That's a talk we were going to have in the next couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah.
But because we've already done all the work, the only difference now between from what we did at TYE and actually doing it is actually doing it. It's right. The whole plan is already out. It's just implementation at this point.
Now, did you get any feedback from the people that you met that were in the military? Did they think that this was had some value?
Yeah, they really liked the idea, but we haven't gotten down to like some serious talks about whether or not they would buy it and that kind of thing. But they were like, this is something that they have some interest. We have some more talking to
do
with them.
Like
I
said, they saw it and they're like, wow, this is something I would be interested in if it existed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I can see the three of there's six of you coming back together on a completely different project down the road.
Pretty much,
right, because you've come to respect each other. You know how you work together. Yeah?
Another napkin at Starbucks. Another,
right, maybe fashion-oriented idea this time, right?
Not with these guys,
maybe
I doubt it.
Warm dresses. You know, you could.
Oh, yeah.
See there?
For the
warm
winter.
Towels are good.
That was actually an idea we had.
Yeah. You sure I can't play? Is there an age limit? You have to be in high school. Man, I loved high school.
All right. Well, so you guys, do you have any kind of pet projects that you're working on?
Me and Arsh, we actually had plans to try and implement a program like Thai, but in our own high schools. We thought that what we learned from Thai was something too valuable and something too important for more people not to know about. And so we've been talking to our principals, and I think Arsh and me are getting ready for our pitches in the following week, and we're going to see if our principals like them and see if we can get some kids to not only do this, but also probably get into Thai as well.
Right, and use Thai as the facilitator.
Yeah.
Now, is that something you're trying to expand the program into, part of the curriculum, or at least extracurricular for the public schools or the schools around town?
That could certainly become one of the paths that we take, but at this time, we are focusing on making this program really solid, mm-hmm. understanding the basics of the resources that we need, and the commitment that we need, because without the local community help,
this program is
not going to work at all.
But it must make you feel good inside to see the kids like this wanting to share with the other kids.
Absolutely.
That shows you guys are onto something.
And we do need that kind of publicity, that kind of exposure with schools, so that the school authorities, they understand the importance of students having that knowledge of the real life, how businesses are built, what career choices are.
And an entrepreneurial path. I mean, I think that schools do a poor job in at least making a kid aware there is a path to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to get a job.
Right.
Like, you can create your own job.
Yeah. Schools are busy trying to just cover the curriculum.
Right.
And they are having their own challenges with that. So having these kinds of things falls on the extracurricular side, and it's a community that has to come forward for that.
So here's a question for the team. Is this, if you were to do it again, were you pleased that you went through this process? Was this, you think this was going to help you later on in life? Net win, loss, neutral? How do you feel about your experience?
So before I got into Thai, I had no idea what I was going to do. I was just sort of going through.
Wait, before you go, did everybody's parents make them do this?
I'm pretty sure my parents forged my signature.
Yeah, my mom did. She's like, "You're going," and I was like, "I don't know."
So let's start with that basis that your parents forced you.
Yeah.
So now I'm sure your parents have forced you to do lots of things, right? This is one of them. So you're looking back. If you could do it again, would you do this?
Yeah, most definitely. This was the one program that I after going from start to finish, halfway through the program, I realized this was it. Like this is where I'm going. I had no idea I always thought, maybe get a desk job somewhere or go into research or that kind of thing. And the whole time it was like, this doesn't feel, it's not a bad option, but it doesn't feel right. But as soon as we got into doing this, halfway through the program, through all the lectures and everything, I realized this was my thing. And so this program definitely, I would go back, and if there was if something changed, we could go back in and do the competition again. I would definitely go back in because not only just because of what we got out of it, but that it gives us a space to be able to have, you know, like normally, you know, through regular high school and stuff like that, if I'm just, you know, doing my thing, I'm not going to try and create a business. It's just just because of all the other deadlines and all the extra courses and the extracurriculars, that kind of thing, the deadlines aren't there. But with TYE, it gives an incentive up until the point of it gives an incentive to be able to go through and actually make something happen. And so I would definitely go through this more than once if I could, yeah.
Now, are you looking forward to the mentoring?
Yeah.
For this next group of kids?
I would. It'll be hard to, like you were saying before, to stop them from going off that cliff. We may not recognize it either, but just sort of looking at like how there was actually a time where other teams were coming to us for help because we were getting some good feedback, and so from some of the other mentors, and so there was a lot of, you know, sort of mentoring from a little bit beforehand, and then as well as after we got through regionals, there was some sort of like, you know, are you guys going to come back next year? We could use your help, that kind of thing. And even the other mentors were asking us to come back, and so there was a lot of there's a lot of weight there, I guess, the expectation of because we've done so well, there might be like you know, these
like
guys are good.
They know, but some secret that they don't know, right?
Yeah. But I'm excited at least to get in there and just be back in that environment, in that community.
And Rajan?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think when I realized that I could come back as a mentor, I mean, that was the first thing I wanted to do. Right. Because I want to be able to tell students what I was able to learn, and I want to be able to guide them down the same road or maybe even a slightly different road that I was able to go down through and learn, make these experiences, make these new friends. And seeing that happen to me, I would like nothing more but to help other students go through that too.
Debbie?
Well, to be quite honest, Thai becomes your family. It becomes another school. It becomes another place where you can just express yourself. And I thought that's why I want to come back, just because it's a place where you can bond. And not only with like billionaires and like crazy amazing people you can meet, you know, there's amazing mentors out there, but like also just people with great ideas. And so if I got a chance to mentor, I'm going to, definitely, for sure.
Now, were you surprised at how much you like it?
I actually was. I went in there not knowing really what I was getting myself into. And when I walked out, it was just, I was like, I need to do this. This is definitely something I'm going through with.
You must be very proud of them.
I am. Whenever I hear them making these kinds of comments, I feel very good.
Now, do you need more mentors, more kids? What do you need more of?
What we really need at this time is more exposure. You know, the Atlanta community, the parents within the community need to understand that these kids, their kids, are going to school, that's fine, but they need to be looking at opportunities out of school and seeing these opportunities. The only way is to, you know, get to programs like TYE. Mm-hmm. And right now the TYE program operates from North Fulton, from Johns Creek area. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, when we have a lot more kids coming in, we will have satellite classes that we will have more students from the perimeter area or downtown area, and kind of start building these forums around the city so that the students don't have to travel a lot, but at the same time get this opportunity to become part of this TYE community, understand entrepreneurship, and then give back to the community as they grow.
And then the program aligns with the school year?
That is true. So we try to keep it between September and April. And mm-hmm. April is the time when the local competition happens. And we try to finish it up before the exams begin for our high school students, so they can then focus on their final exams. So that's the spot that we try to do this program.
And the meetings are typically on the weekend or evenings?
Meetings are usually every other Sunday. So it's really 32 weeks, but there are only 16 sessions. And those sessions happen on Sundays, and they usually happen Sunday afternoon between 1 and 4. So the first 8 sessions are kind of classroom sessions where speakers come and talk and give them ideas about the basics of entrepreneurship. And then the next 8 sessions are sessions with mentors where kids are already starting to brainstorm and try and vet their idea with their mentors, make sure that they're doing the research and share all the stuff. And so those are those the 8 sessions.
Where they build a product or a team and all that. That
exactly.
takes place in the final 8 sessions.
That's true. It's total hands-on at that point.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're there's openings for kids, right? Mm-hmm. And if they want to learn more, is there a website?
Yeah. It's atlanta.ty.org. That's the main Thai website. Mm-hmm. And within that, you will see the TYE Atlanta program.
And then to be a mentor, you have to join Thai and then become a mentor through Thai?
Not necessarily. We do want the mentors to be members of the Thai Atlanta community, mm-hmm. but we know there are several successful entrepreneurs in the community that may not be members yet. And we ask them also to provide
some
of their
time. What's the criteria for a mentor that you're looking for?
They just need to be able to work with kids, have enough experience that they can share with the kids, mm-hmm. and be able to commit some part of their time. We know entrepreneurs are usually very busy, especially when they're trying to grow their company. So we do need some sort of commitment from them that they would be able to provide on, the every other Sunday schedule.
All right. Well, I appreciate you all being on the show. This was a great experience, and it's good to know that if you are a high school-aged kid, this is an opportunity for you. You should go to the Thai Atlanta website to learn more, and if you're an entrepreneur, you should go to Thai Atlanta website to learn more about that, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you all for being part of the show. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next week on Atlanta Business Radio.